releasing the stress. We were born to shine.
Hi, it's Evan Carmichael, and you're listening to Sade Champagne on Grind Hard Radio.
I love it. I love your energy and the questions, and keep going at it. I think you got a nice show on your hands here. So everybody listening, go type in Sade Champagne Show into iTunes and give it a 5-star review.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Season 4 finale, Episode 76 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search the Sade Champagne Show, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. Thanks for tuning in all around the globe. I am so thankful for everyone's support. You have been with me from the beginning. Some of you even since my days on MySpace. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song and to Scott Swish for mixing it. If this is your first time listening, I am a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced over 300 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power of Dream Tour and my Hold On, Overcome solo tour. I love mentoring, coaching, authentically being myself, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Join us with special guest McKenna Johns from The Young Escape. These hot new artists' music are being played on Air One Radio, my radio shows, and other faith-based and inspirational radio stations and shows around the nation, and they are traveling North America performing with popular artists like Crowder and at other dynamic events. We also have a brand new Wellness Made Simple segment with Veronica Escobar Winters, a new Supermodel in You segment with Nicolette Von Schell, and a new Living with Fearless Joy segment with Rick and Melissa Wood. I am always booking new shows and performances. I love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, my tours, or any of my award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, mentors, or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full schedule. Just look under events. I always have exciting and fun things going on. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos and supporting all my new music. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs and going back into the recording studio soon with my music producers, The Quakes. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out my official website, iamsadechampagne.com. iamsadechampagne.com. I am live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Sade Champagne Show or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who you tweet me, you Facebook me, you Instagram me, you YouTube me, you email me. Your support amazes me and I'm forever grateful unto you.
You're listening to the Season 4 finale of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. A special guest is on the line. I've been playing their music in rotation for months now on both of my radio shows. Born and raised in Southern California, The Young Escape delivers a fresh shot of EDM-infused indie pop with energetic live show to match. Comprised of Ryan McKenna, Kirsten, and Luke Johns, the band's debut singles, Good Life and Never Fade, are an alchemy of modern pop sheen and sophisticated edge, carried to otherworldly heights by McKenna's vocal. TYE speaks to the themes of insecurity, anxiety, and pressure facing every kid in the modern age with the hope and escape that's found in the kinetic spirit of youth. Please welcome McKenna Johns from The Young Escape. Hi, McKenna. How are you?
What's up, Sade? I'm doing great. How are you?
I am fantastic. We are so glad to have you as a special guest for our Season 4 finale, Episode 76 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio Network.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Please tell us about when you and your siblings first fell in love with music, and when did you know that you guys wanted this to be your life?
Yeah, it's crazy because our parents, we grew up in Riverside, California, and so our parents they always took us to Christian music festivals growing up just on the coast. And we would see bands like Toby Mac, Brit Nicole, Newsboys, Audio Adrenaline. And we would go to these festivals and we would be so inspired and so impacted. It's actually kind of like how we came to faith as well, was through music. And so when we would go to these festivals and see the impact that these artists were having on our friends' lives and our lives as kids, like, we just really wanted to do the same thing. And so that's why we create music. And that's when we really fell in love with creating music, I think, because we've always wanted to just help people out and, you know, speak to insecurities and different things that people are facing, but let them know that they're not alone.
What has been one of your most exciting experiences so far in your career?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I think for us, we grew up listening to David Crowder, and like actually the first song we ever played was a David Crowder song, like as a band. And so we had the privilege of going on two tours with him, and we got to just, you know, it was all around the States. And so we were touring the U.S. like we've always dreamed, but it was with someone as legendary as Crowder. Like, we love him and we got to learn so much from him. So I think that's been like a super exciting thing for us, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
What has been one of the biggest challenges you faced so far in your career, and how did you overcome it?
Yeah, I think that for us, because we're all very young, we range from, my brother Ryan's 21, and then our drummer Luke is 15. And so we're all siblings, we're all family. And so, but I think one of the most challenging things for us has always been, we're so young. And so people tend to like tell us like, oh, you got to wait, you can't do big things when you're young, or they try to bring us down and say we're not good enough to do it, or and stuff like that. And we always go back to who are we, you know, like what is our identity? And we always know that that's in Christ. It's not in other people's opinions of us. And it doesn't matter if we're young, we can still do big things.
Mm-hmm. That's really powerful, you know, because I feel that people unfortunately do that a lot with children, with teens, with young people, is they make them feel as if, well, you don't know what you're talking about. You have to wait until this time, but there's no time like this.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the things I love about
for
you guys
sure.
is that you really take advantage of this moment and this opportunity. So,
thank you. I think it's cool because I know that God, he uses people from all walks of life, but I think that he can use young people to speak to other young people because we kind of like all know what we're going through, and it's like a similar journey. So I think that that's really cool.
Definitely. So leading to my next question, having a faith-based background, have you always felt freedom to create such unique and diverse music, or did you ever feel boxed in? Because that's one of the things I love. Anyone from any background could enjoy your music. They wouldn't have to say, I have to believe a certain way in order to enjoy it. So what are your thoughts on that?
Wow, thank you so much. No, yeah, I think that for us, we've kind of like, we've always wanted to push the market and push the sound and stuff. We want everybody to be able to listen to our music. And so not just kids, not just adults. And so I think for us, like whenever we're in the studio creating, we're like, we all like a bunch of different music. And so like Luke, our 15-year-old brother, he loves EDM music. Ryan's like a rock kind of guy. I love pop stuff, and Kirsten's like kind of into pop too. And so when we all come together, we kind of create something that's very unique. And we love creating because we feel like when we're creating, we're being most like our creator. So that's kind of like how we make it unique.
Because I feel like with you guys' music, you could actually even be at events like Coachella. You could be at, you know, tours like Warped Tour.
That means so much.
While still being yourself, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, totally. That means so much. Thank you.
Please tell us about your single and one of my favorite songs, Good Life.
Oh, I'm so glad you love Good Life. It's crazy because I think a lot of people, it means something different to a lot of people, but to us, the good life is the joy of knowing that God's always got us, even when life is hard. And I remember, like, when we were writing this song, it got us thinking, like, how are we going to sing this song every night to a crowd of people when life doesn't always feel good? And I think, like, when we look back on the timeline of our own lives during those seasons when life really wasn't good, we can look back and see the way that God brought us through it every single time. And, like, so the good life is finding the peace only he can give through the good and the bad times. Just knowing that, like, he's always going to bring us through it, that healing starts with him, and rather than, like, how we see his graces, His grace, and promises. We choose to let His grace and promises dictate how we see our circumstances. And that's like, that's a good life to me. Yeah.
And it's funny because I first heard you guys' song on Radio Air One, I don't know how many months ago it was, but literally it just made me fall in love with you guys' sound and with your message.
Oh my goodness.
And it really, really blessed my life. You know what I mean? As I was listening to the song,
so
I was like, this, and it's hard for me to find songs, honestly, you know, with a lot of faith-based music where I feel like the lyrics are uplifting and encouraging and not just talking about, like, I'm always going to be horrible. I've always been horrible.
I get it.
Yeah, you guys' music is actually so uplifting, but it's so real. And I just listened to it, and I was like, oh, my goodness. I was like, this is how I feel about my life. This is what God's love has done for me. Like, even on my worst day, I still feel so loved. I still want to live. I still want to keep going. So that, for me, is a good life. And so I knew from then on I wanted to support you guys in your music.
Oh, my gosh, that means so much. I'm so grateful to hear that. I love that.
So speaking of good life, McKenna, I want to have you introduce Good Life to our listeners all around the world so we can play it live on air.
Yeah. Awesome. This is McKenna Johns from The Young Escape, and you're listening to our single, Good Life.
Keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
How did I ever get this far? After all I've been through, still you hold my heart. How did you pull me through the dark? If it weren't for you, the healing couldn't start. Never knew I could find peace until you found me. Showed me who I could be. And now I know that this is the good.
Finale of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. I'm here with McKenna Johns from The Young Escape. So, McKenna, what's it like being with your siblings on the road, and what are some words of wisdom you would give to other family and friend bands?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. It's so much fun. We love traveling together. We're all it's funny because I feel like the older we've gotten as siblings and stuff, we've become like best friends. And so it's really cool to be on the road with your best friends. But I think that, I guess like a word of wisdom would be like always like cling to each other. We've gone through like really like tough situations in our career and sometimes like discouragement and stuff. Like sometimes when you're on the road as a family, there's like certain discouragement that comes your way. But I would say just holding tightly, and like whenever that stuff does happen, we always just pull together and we pray. It's like, it's so simple, but it's like that always kind of like unites us and like really makes things the best. I don't know. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I 100% agree with that. It's funny because with one of my best friends, she and I have done many events together, and we do a lot of work in the community with at-risk teens and kids. And earlier on, as we were working together, and she and I just, we both are growing a lot in our faiths and our personalities and who we are as people.
Wow.
And, you know, the stressors of the industry in life. I remember one time when we were in a disagreement, and we just, you know, were not clicking. Lisa took a breath, and she was like, let's pray.
Yes, totally. I feel like I've been in very similar situations as that.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
There's nothing that makes an argument or a disagreement or a situation more awkward or changes it around for the better than someone saying,
I know, right?
Let's pray.
I know. You know, I totally get it. It's so funny. Yeah, we do that all the time. It's like, it's so simple, but it's just the most simple things like that can just turn around an entire day.
Currently, you've been traveling around North America, opening up for Crowder and performing other dynamic shows. Tell us all about that.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Being on the road is our favorite thing because we love connecting with people. Like, we can sit in the studio and write these songs and this music and dream about how it's going to touch people and stuff. But actually being out on the road and seeing the impact that it's having on people, it just makes it all worth it and all just so sweet. But I think that it's crazy because we actually opened up for Mercy Me a couple weeks ago, and just that God would just give us these opportunities to open up for bands that really inspired us growing up and bands that have written those songs that have impacted our lives and like have helped us through hard times. Like, it's just so crazy. And then after, to like talk to people and hear people's different stories on how our songs have impacted them, it kind of just makes the meaning behind the songs like really expand for us. And it's just, I don't know, it's such a blessing. We're just so in awe that God would like let us do this.
And to think that now your inspirations are becoming your peers, McKenna.
Yes, I know. It's crazy. We're like a bunch of kids from California that can't stop dreaming. So we're like.
Right. I get what you're saying. Tell us about your new single, Love Me Like You, featuring No Big Deal. And I want to tell you, too, as you're sharing with me about the song, I love this record. Oh, my goodness. It's just like,
aww.
I'm telling you, I feel like as the songs I've been listening from you guys have been so timely. They have been so encouraging and just really like just really settling in my spirit and in my inner being. And so I'm just so thankful for the record and thankful for, you know, you guys writing it and releasing it. And so I want to have you share about it.
Wow. That means you have no clue how much that means to hear that. Seriously. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's crazy because I think that you said like it's kind of like been like a timely thing. And it's crazy because I feel like God has kind of like put me like in these studios and writing these songs and stuff. Like, it's like a timely thing for me too. Like, the stuff that comes out at like the certain times it does. But Love Me Like You, like, something I've learned and something that's been like huge for me over this past year is just realizing it's so simple, but God's love is a forever kind of thing. I've always found that it's a love that never runs away when things get hard, because his love stays and he never breaks a promise and he never will. And he knows my failures and my secrets, like it says in the verse, and he knows the emptiness and the struggles that I face in life. And yet, like, I get to stand on his perfect real love that never ends. I never have to like worry about someday facing a season of life where his love won't be there. And I just think that the more we understand God's love, it makes us unstoppable, because we never have to depend on people or on our circumstances to fill us up. And so, I don't know, it's just like for all the broken situations in life that don't make sense and for everything that's fallen out of place, just encouragement in that song is like, know that you haven't fallen out of God's love and that you never will, and that nobody's going to love you like he does. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So September is Suicide Prevention Month, and this is one of the causes I'm passionate about year-round. I raise funds and awareness for the National Alliance of Mental Illness and the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. What do you want to say, McKenna, to any kid or teen listening out there who has been feeling discouraged about their life and losing confidence, or to someone who's been being bullied or has been in an unhealthy relationship?
Yeah, man, it's crazy because I've totally been there, and I've had friends that have been there and friends that are going through that, and I think that something I realized when I was going through depression, I actually struggle with anxiety and stuff, but whenever I do go through those times, I always go back to my anchor that God is the one that can make me so alive again. It doesn't matter how dead I'm feeling inside. He's always been the one to make me feel so alive again. And like when I can hold on to that, when discouragement comes my way, when a broken relationship happens, or when I actually lost my grandpa. My grandpa was like one of my best friends, and I lost him like 5 years ago. And when I was going through that time, he will see us from the beginning to the end on the other side, and then just he's got you. He's got you.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that, McKenna.
Yeah.
Is there anything else coming up that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Oh, I'm trying to think. I know we're dropping music soon. It's not like a specific time when, but we're hopefully going to be dropping a record soon. So I'm excited about that.
Yay. And as we wrap up our time together, please share with everyone how they can stay updated with your happenings and catch you guys on tour. And then I want to have you introduce your brand new single, Love Me Like You, featuring No Big Deal.
Yay. Okay, so you can find us pretty much anywhere. We're on Instagram, Facebook. You can go to our website, theyoungescape.com, to access all of this. And we would love, love, love to stay connected with you guys. And, we're just so grateful to be on this show. Thank you so much, Sade. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much to McKenna Johns from The Young Escape. Make sure you guys continue to support or start supporting this amazing band. They are phenomenal, and they have been life-changing for me, and I look forward to continuing to support them and watch them blossom and grow.
Hey, guys, this is McKenna Johns from The Young Escape, and you're listening to our new single, Love Me Like You, featuring No Big Deal, right here on Sade's show.
Giving up. it was in my blood. I would trade it all for shame when you give me love. I took your words and made a riddle with that. Then I cried a river and you went and built a bridge over that. Rainstorms, rainbow, you brought the Skittles to that. You gave me love when I had nothing.
Are you looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar? Contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular charitable and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com. That's SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com to book her for your next event or project.
The Living with Fearless Joy segment on the Sade Champagne radio show features Rick and Melissa Wood, who run a ministry called Fearless Joy Ministries. Rick and Melissa have a passion to see people free from religion, free from fear, and living lives full of freedom and full of joy. Melissa has authored a book titled Eliminating Fear, How Removing the Fear of God Leads to Removing Fear in Life. If you would like to book Rick and Melissa for any speaking engagements, conferences, or to talk about eliminating fear, you can reach them at the website eliminatingfear.com. Just make sure to go to the Contact Us page where you can get more information and you can communicate with them personally.
You can find Melissa at Melissa Joy Wood at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can find Rick at Rick C. Wood at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And right here on Grind Hard Radio on the Sade Champagne Show.
In need of an affordable hair and makeup artist that's there when you need her? Contact Nicolette of Nicolette Von Schell Artistry for all your hair, makeup, and wardrobe styling needs. Nicolette specializes in timeless and priceless moments of your editorial, commercial, promotional, wedding, film, and personal needs. She is the artist on whom you can depend. Nicolette Von Schell Artistry at 805-415-4033.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Our next segment of the night is Wellness Made Simple. Join certified holistic life coach, clinical aromatherapist, and inspirational speaker Veronica Esquivel-Winters to get some easy and practical tips on how to start living a more holistic life, bringing unity to your mind, body, and spirit. Hashtag Wellness Made Simple to ask her your health and wellness questions and join in the conversation.
Hi, this is Veronica Esquivel-Winters on the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Today on the Wellness Made Simple segment, I'm going to be talking about the power of less is more. That's the power of less is more. So the less I have, the less I want. What does this mean to live a minimalistic life? I've borrowed this definition from the authors of The Minimalist, and they said, minimalism is a tool that can assist you in finding freedom. Freedom from fear, freedom from worry, freedom from overwhelm, freedom from guilt, freedom from depression, freedom from the trapping of the consumer culture we've built our lives around. Real freedom. That doesn't mean there's anything inherently wrong with owning material possessions. Today's problem seems to be the meaning we assign to our stuff. We tend to give too much meaning to our things, often forsaking our health, our relationships, our passions, our personal growth, and our desire to contribute beyond ourselves. Want to own a car or a house? Great, have at it. Want to raise a family and have a career? If these things are important to you, then that's wonderful. Minimalism simply allows you to make these decisions more consciously, more deliberately. So with that being said, minimalism, or having the whole less is more concept, means something different for everyone. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to get rid of all your possessions, move away to a small little house in the middle of nowhere, even though to me that sometimes sounds wonderful. But, and also, you know, not owning a car and only having a bike. It means something different for everybody, and minimalistic living is something unique for yourself, and you have to kind of see what makes sense to you at the moment, in the present moment that you are in. So for me, I've been embracing minimalistic living for a few years now, and I've noticed that, you know, it wasn't just about me being mindful about the things that I have and the things that don't serve me. It's also led me to be more mindful in other areas of my life. So it allowed me to carry that mindset into other areas of my life, and it's brought so many different benefits from it. And with that being said, I wanted to keep this short and sweet. So I wanted to give 6 tips to begin living with less, which is really more. The first one is get clear about your vision and your why, as well as how minimalistic living will look like for you. The second one is practice mindfulness. Be mindful and ask yourself if this will serve you. If it doesn't serve you at the moment, then maybe it's time to, you know, let it go or pass it forward to somebody else that it will serve at the moment. Take one space in your home at a time. Really think about what is serving you, what is meaningful at the moment, and what is not give it away or pass it forward. So I know it could be, you know, kind of overwhelming to think, oh my gosh, I have to, you know, do this to my whole entire house. Well, this is where, again, like I've mentioned before, it's a personal thing. So you get to choose one space at a time. It could be your kitchen, it could be your living room, it could be your bedroom, it could be your closet, your bathroom, etc. So just taking it one step at a time really helps to embrace this and makes it not so overwhelming. The next thing that you can do is get your whole family or your household involved. That way you guys are all on the same page and you have somebody to kind of go along this journey with you. Unplug. Minimalism is for the mind too. Take some time away from your phone, email, social media. These things all have a time and place. Designate times where you can go unplugged. Nights, weekends, when you rise, etc. Modern culture has brought into the lie that the good life is found in accumulating things, in possessing as much as possible. The more you have, the more value you have and successful you are. They have led us to believe that more is better and that happiness can be purchased at a department store or with things. But I have personally found this to be wrong. Minimalism brings freedom from the all-consuming passion to possess. It takes us away from consumerism and dares us to seek happiness elsewhere. It values relationships, experiences, and soul care. And in doing so, it finds life and the true meaning of happiness. And I have truly found that to be true in my life. The more I practice this, the more I fall in love with it, the more I start to realize that less is truly more, and I could truly live and thrive with less, and I become more mindful of what I do have and what I feel that I need and that is serving me at the present moment. It helps me to live in the present and live in the now. I hope this has inspired you to maybe start your journey to less is more, to minimalistic living, or even get you kind of thinking more about it. So remember, as usual, take it right where you're at, start where you're at, take it one step at a time, and see what really works for you. Thank you so much for your time. This is Veronica Esquivel-Winters with the Wellness Made Simple segment on the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Until next time, cheers to your health.
Our next segment of the night is a brand new revamped one from one of our brand new castmates, Supermodel NU. Join professional makeup artist, hairstylist, fashionista, artist, entertainer, and entrepreneur Nicolette Von Schell as she challenges you to see and believe in the pure greatness already within you. Hashtag Supermodel NU to join in the conversation.
Hey, now what it is, what it do out there tonight, beautiful people. This is your girl, Nicolette Von Schell, on the season finale of my segment, Supermodel NU. And man, has it been crazy. So stinking grateful to the fourth season of the Sade Champagne Show right here on Grind Hard Radio for this seriously unforgettable opportunity. I mean, it has tested me and definitely stretched me, but the encouragement has been felt so, so deeply. And without further ado, tonight's segment is probably the most important piece of wisdom, knowledge, whatever you want to call it, above all the other nuggets I've shared with y'all so far this season. And hear me now. And take what I'm about to say deep within your heart right now, okay? Be your own support system. Let me say that again for those in the back that probably didn't hear across the room. Be your own support system. Because to become that supermodel that's inside of you, that life-changing, life-impacting person you really want to be that's been hiding away there, that will not come easy. And I got to tell y'all the truth. The path to real success is never a straight line. Like, honestly, like, never, ever. Never, ever, never, ever. Never, ever, never, ever. That would be highly unrealistic and very short-lived, okay? The twists and the turns are necessary for your journey. But they also happen to be those crucial moments when doubt happens to seep in like thick syrup, so thick sometimes that you will spend most of those moments questioning whether what you're doing is your purpose, if it's what you're born to do, if it's what you're created to do. And baby, when I tell you that your faith and your resolve will be tested many times like this throughout the course of your life, I ain't playing. But this is a good thing. It is. It's a really, really good thing. It's not going to feel like it at the time, but you need to have these moments, those twists, the turns, and the winding around. And I'm about to tell you why, so hold on to your knickers there, okay? For starters, it sifts out the people in your life that you need to move on from. You will absolutely learn who your true friends are during this process. You'll get to find out who's just along for the ride, but you'll also get to experience the beauty of realizing the ones who are invested in your mind, heart, and soul. There are even going to be times when the people who love you the most will express their doubt over actions that you know must be taken to achieve your end goal. But even then, you know, family sticks close and runs deep, so 100% agreement at all times, that ain't really family. And I mean family you're born to and the family you choose. And this particular culling will always be painful, but always necessary, which means it'll always be worth it, okay? And more than anything, that doubt comes to test your belief in what you can't quite see, okay, your belief in why you're doing what you're doing, and bottom line, your belief in you. Now, God is my source, where all of who I am flows directly from. So when I'm in the thick of that doubt, I go back to that scripture in Romans chapter 11, verse 29, that I shared with y'all last month. that God does not make mistakes and he does not and will not change his mind about me. So then I'm able to remind myself that I know exactly what he put in me and what I'm supposed to do with it. So I need y'all to write that scripture down and memorize it to your core, because doubt is always, always in opposition with faith. Doubt wants you to look at what's in front of you as fact, no matter what, and it leaves no room for possibilities, okay? But faith wants you to believe that there is more, so much more beyond what your eyes can see in front of you. And there is. You know what God has put in you. So remind yourself of it every single time you doubt your movements and you doubt your actions. And even if you don't know what that is yet, I can assure you that you've already had some glimpses. Take a leap of faith, y'all. Like, for instance, I'm going to share a little tidbit with you guys from a little bit of Nicolette's life the past month or so. I had an amazing opportunity recently to attend a class in the actual SAG-AFTRA building in Los Angeles, you know, because your girl started being an actress this year and whatnot. And this class was led by renowned acting coach Michael Bradley. Check him out on Instagram, Capturing Michael. Again, that's his Instagram handle, is at Capturing Michael. Just a brilliant man all around, never stops trying to add to his wealth of knowledge, and we all should be like that. But of everything we were taught that night, one exercise stuck out with me and has stuck with me every single day, and I encourage you to do this daily whenever need be. Okay, so for the first part of the exercise, Michael had us take 5 minutes and do a complete what he called brain dump. Literally just sitting down with pen and paper and writing every single thing that came to mind. It doesn't have to be coherent, doesn't even have to make a lick of sense, okay? Just write without even thinking about what you're writing. And y'all, I cannot tell you how freeing it was and how freeing it is to not attempt to make sense of my thoughts. Just putting them out of my mind, getting them down on paper is so helpful. And why do you think that is? Why is that? Why would something like a brain dump be so helpful? Because holding things in, keeping anything bottled up inside, literally does just that. It keeps us blocked. It keeps us imprisoned by doubt and fear. You know, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 in the Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Do you know what the opposite of a sound mind is? Does anybody know? It's a clogged mind. And there will be no progress in our lives when we allow ourselves to be stuck. Okay? Think about that when you get a chance. Now, the second part of this exercise was to take another 5 minutes and write about what makes you yourself, just you, completely unique from every other person on the planet. Passion, career, life, personality, all of it, whatever it is. And again, not thinking about what you're writing or trying to make sense of it. Just write everything that comes to mind when you think about yourself. Now, this is to help you realize and remember all of the amazing and beautiful things that you have inside of you and that you have the ability to do that no one else on the planet can, okay? And this is something I've been essentially drilling into y'all and myself since day one of this show, in case you haven't noticed. Doing these two steps, these two exercises on a regular daily basis will help you to stay focused and encouraged during the worst moments and even the hardest times throughout the process of you creating and building and making things come to life that has been hidden inside of you for probably way too long already, okay? Because I'm telling you, there are going to be seasons in your life when you feel like you have no one, when you feel like you must be crazy because no one around you can see it like you do. And frankly, it's because they are not meant to. It's your vision. It is your vision. Some people will come along and want to partner with you to see it to fruition, which is awesome. And there will be others, honestly, who just won't be able to understand it. But if you do not commit to the vision of what you are attempting to achieve, you'll be persuaded to abandon it or just altogether take unnecessary detours because of distractions. So you have to be your own support system, because there will be moments when you have none. If that means you've got to be the creator, director, artist, facilitator, accountant, research and development, stylist, marketing, customer service, transportation, catering, decor, and public relations all rolled into one, then you just have to get it done, honey. You just have to get it done. You have to get it done. Even if it falls all on you, you get it done. Do not pull any punches. Living should not be taken lightly and shouldn't be done selfishly. It is extremely, extremely short-lived, and our days are not promised at all. Somebody, somewhere is depending on you to do exactly what God put in you. So believe God. Believe that God didn't make a mistake with you, because he didn't. Believe that he knows what he's doing, because he absolutely does. So that when you feel like you are in a hole and those walls around you are closing in, you can breathe deep and be reminded that you were created for pretty great big things just yet to be seen, okay? Now, I can't leave y'all without a good old beauty tip, right? Can't do that because, you know, supermodel. So, treat yourself to a spa day once a week from home with this amazing do-it-yourself face mask that I'm about to tell y'all about. I literally do this once a week, so everybody that always asks me, what are you doing to take care of your skin? Why does your skin look so good? This is a big part of it, okay? So listen up. Write this down. It's a quarter cup of honey, a quarter cup of nutmeg, and a quarter cup of cinnamon. Again, that's equal parts of honey, nutmeg, and cinnamon. Honey is a natural antioxidant. It fights acne caused by microbes, and it's obviously super smoothing and moisturizing, right? Nutmeg has been known to heal scarring and is extremely moisturizing also and exfoliating. And lastly, cinnamon dries out pimples. Woo woo! It brings oxygen and blood to the surface, and it removes excess oils. So there you have it. Natural, inexpensive, and from the comfort of your own home. Okay? All right, y'all. That's a wrap on season one of Supermodel in You. I'm your host, Nicolette Von Schell, and it has been such an honor and truly a great pleasure to share this piece of my dream with all of you. I shall now leave you with a few words to recap this entire motivating season. Embrace your personality, you beautiful people, so that you can always take action, not being hindered by fear and insecurity of who you are, remembering the necessity of taking care of yourself, unafraid of starting right where you are sometimes, because the achievement of your purpose hinges on you. And at the end of the day, you're all the support you'll ever need. And God is a given. And he did not mean for you to be a statue, okay? So go burn, y'all, and don't let anybody squash that light. Envy out.
This is Veronica Escobel Winters from the Wellness Made Simple segment, and thank you for listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Our next segment of the night is Living with Fearless Joy. Join pastors, authors, and speakers Rick and Melissa Wood as they share tips and testimonies for living a life free from fear and full of joy. Hashtag Living with Fearless Joy to ask them questions and join in the conversation.
Hello, all of you listeners of the Sade Champagne Show. We are so excited to be here for the season finale, aren't we, Rick?
Whoop, whoop.
This is Rick and Melissa Wood with the Living with Fearless Joy segment. And we've enjoyed all of the times that we've had to be able to share with you guys over this great season. And as we wrap up, we want to talk about a topic that we're actually kind of surprised that we have not talked about before. And that topic is love. We have this message titled Loving from the Heart of God, but basically we're just going to talk about some things that love is not and some things that love is. Or is it love are?
No, it's fine.
It's love is. Okay. Just checking in on my grammar there. For those of you who did not know, Rick actually used to be a high school English teacher for 8 years.
That doesn't mean I know grammar.
Sure it does. So we're just going to dive in tonight and talk a little bit about, first of all, some things that love is not. I mean, I feel like that in our world today, as cliche as this might sound, that all we do need is love.
Bum, bum, ba-na-na.
I mean, we see so much hatred and division and judgment and criticism and segmentation and just so many things in our society and our culture that keep us from being a people that is united and are able to walk in relationship in the midst of differences. And I think that probably what's really lacking is just this thing we call love. So I'm going to pass it off to Rick, and we're going to dive into three things that we want to start off by saying that love is not.
Hey, everybody. So whenever we're doing this, it makes me think of, you know, the old Saturday Night Live skit, you know, what is love? Baby, don't hurt me. So what is love not? What is love not? So number one is love is not judgment. And what we mean by that is John 15, Jesus says, the Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son.
John 5:22.
Thank you, Melissa. And then in John 8:15, that's where I got my 15, Jesus himself says, you guys judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. So Jesus himself is, you know, saying God is giving all judgment to Jesus, and then Jesus says, I don't judge anybody. Now, I will make a slight caveat. The only thing that's been judged is sin and death and separation, and that's been done away with. That's been found guilty and given the death sentence. So, but as far as judgment in our relationally, in our relationships and relationally speaking, love does not contain judgment, as in looking down upon somebody. And even God the Father and Jesus the Son, they don't judge anyone. Also, in addition to that, it's the kindness of the Lord that leads to repentance or metanoia. The word repentance is a bad translation. It literally means having changing the way you think. It means like seeing things through God's perspective. So it's not the judgment of God, being worried about God judging you for your sins or your faults or the things that you've done wrong, that actually causes your mind change, your repentance. It's actually God's kindness. So when we see him for who he really is, see the love that he has for us, it causes us to quote-unquote repent, to have our mind changed, and we see him for who he really is. And then the other thing that judgment is or is not, anytime in the Bible that you see judgment, it talks about judgment, it's this idea that any judgment, quote-unquote, that we face is self-judgment by not walking in or realizing who we are. In other words, it's the condition of our heart and our belief system that causes us to suffer the consequences of our own belief system, if you will. So if I don't believe that God is good, I don't believe that he really loves me, then I'm going to make choices out of that are going to judge me, if you will. It's not God judging you. It's this idea that there are things that are beliefs about God that we hold that actually are destructive. It's actually self-judgment, self-condemnation that we walk under when we believe incorrectly about who God is. So that's why we're passionate about it, letting people know that you're included, that you're loved, that you're valued, that God doesn't hold anything against you, that you're one with him, you're united with him, that you died his death and you were raised to life with him. And so this idea that there's any kind of separation or any kind of behavior that he requires of you or he's going to judge you is really wrong. So when we walk around with those kind of beliefs, that's actually we judge ourselves.
You know, I think it's an important point to note this idea about judgment, because it actually leads to number two about what love is not, and that is that love is not fear or control. Because many times I think that, you know, if you grew up in church or if you grew up in a religious environment of any kind, that idea of judgment or being judged came with this element of the church or church leadership or other believers trying to control us out of a fear of our behavior or our choices. And love is not fear, and love is not control. And when people are operating out of control, it many, many times is tied to fear. And I talk about that in my book, Eliminating Fear.
Shameless plug.
Yes, shameless plug, Eliminating Fear, by Melissa Joy Wood. So love is not fear. In fact, in the Bible, it says that perfect love casts out fear. And I love that verse because we also know that in 1 John, it says that God is love, and love is the only characteristic that actually is a quality of who God is, or it's actually the essence of who God is. It's not a quality. It is the essence of who God is. God is love. Everything else in the Bible about him being just or merciful, all those things, those are attributes, those are qualities, but it is only love that the Bible says that God actually is. And so when we talk about perfect love casting out fear, basically wherever God, we're able to like see God manifest himself, fear completely diminishes. When we fully understand how good God is, fear diminishes. When we understand how much God loves us and is on our side, fear diminishes. Perfect love casts out fear. So love is not something that has an element of fear or of control. You want to talk about the next one?
Well, I kind of have a
slight
tangent. I probably should save this to wrap up, but you know, this idea that God is love, and it says, and John, he says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for God is love, and those that love know God." So even, you know, everybody loves someone, and so it's like even the people that are hard for us to love, because they're able to love other people, that lets us know that there is a spark of God in them, that somewhere in there, even if we don't get along, even if we don't like each other, that they have God inside of them because they have the capacity to love. They may not love you, they may not love me, but they do love people. They have the capacity to love, and so it's only those people that don't have that capacity that I'm actually worried about. But God is love, and we all have that. If we have any love that comes out of us for one another, that's because we have his divine spark inside of us. Anyway.
Well, and, you know, on another tangent.
Tangent.
If love is not fear and love is not control and God is love, then God is not out to control us, which I think is just, you know, another, what's the word, bad theology that we've developed in our Christian cultures, is that God is, you know, out there like a magic puppet master controlling everything and everyone. And that's actually not love. And that's not who God is. Like Rick was talking about earlier with self-judgment, we live in a world where we do suffer the consequences of our own actions. We make bad choices. We reap what we sow, as the Bible says. But is God out there causing cancer? And is God out there causing accidents because he's in control and he wants to take everything and work it for our good? No, that's absolutely not who God is. And that's not what Romans 8:28 means. What Romans 8:28 means is that God can take whatever crap happens in our lives, even because of our own bad choices, he can take those things and turn them into good because he loves us, because he is a God of love. So we'll end those tangents and move on to number three of what love is not. Love is not a feeling. Yes, love can cause feelings, but I have to tell you, I love my husband very much, but I don't always feel ooey-gooey towards him.
What?
I don't always feel lovey-dovey.
Yeah,
love is not feeling. Love is so much more than feeling. And so that's what's going to take us into what we talk about. So what is love?
Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Do you want to talk about number one there,
yeah,
what
so
love is?
Love is unconditional. Now, what's interesting is I've actually heard somebody argue that love is conditional, that you have to believe and behave a certain way about God for God to love you. And so, you know, if you come from that line of thinking, I'm sorry. But there is hope for you. Love is not conditional. The only condition, I will, is that you're a person. You know, you've been born. There's your condition. And God loves you. Love is doesn't have any strings attached. Love, I'm not saying love doesn't have boundaries and love doesn't set, you know, protect, you know, just because you love somebody doesn't mean you let them walk over you. That's not what I'm talking about. But you're not letting their behavior for good or for bad cause you to withhold love from them. You know, if you have an abusive spouse and they're not getting help, you know, love is not, doesn't mean you stay around and let them beat on you, but you can still love that person. You know, you, even if you get divorced and you leave them, it's just like, but love doesn't have conditions, doesn't have strings. Anytime, nobody likes having strings attached. That doesn't, that makes you feel manipulated and going back to control. And so God doesn't love us with conditions. He doesn't love us hoping that, you know, in order to get something from us. And so I think so much of our Christian evangelical world is we think God is, you know, has conditions on our on his love. And we behave a certain way when we do certain things, then we're loved. If we don't do those things, we don't behave correctly, then his love for us wanes and diminishes. Now, that may be how we experience love in our relationships, and that's because we haven't tapped into that. But God's not like us, thank God. God's love is always unconditional. It's always for us. It's always turned on towards us, and there's not anything that we can do to make him love us any more or even any less.
So that's number one. Love is unconditional. Rick did a good job describing
that. Sorry.
The second thing is that love is actually grace and empowerment. And, you know, there's this great chapter in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If you've been to a wedding or two in your life, you've probably heard it. And it talks about what love is. But at the end of that verse, it says that love believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And I love that line that love believes all things, because this to me says that even when I'm having a hard time seeing the gold in somebody else, when I'm having a hard time seeing the potential in someone else, when there's someone in my life that is either too different from me or rubs me wrong or said the wrong thing or, you know, practices something different from me, that I actually can believe in the potential that is in them, that I can actually see God in them. I can see how much God loves them. I can see his heart for them. And that allows me to extend grace. When we go back to saying love is not a feeling, this is where it's important to understand that love is actually the ability to extend grace to people and empower them to rise up and be who God has called them to be. We've got a lot of different people in this world, and we very quickly want to cast stones. All you have to do is turn on your computer and look at Facebook, and you can see that a lot of stones are being thrown all the time. But what we need to understand is that love is not about, you know, sitting here and pointing out the speck in each other's eye and, hey, your theology is wrong and your belief system is wrong and your orientation is wrong. No, love is like, hey, even though you're different than me, I can see how much God loves you and I can see God in you, and that allows me to extend grace to you. That's what love is. Love is about extending grace and empowering every single person around us to be exactly who God has called them to be.
And lastly, you know, we talked about love not being a feeling. Love, you know, what does that mean? You know, obviously we experience emotions associated with love, but love is always contains some kind of action. And that's not that you're earning it or working for it, but when you are in love, think about it. You know, you brought your wife flowers or your girlfriend, you know, or you know, you wrote sweet notes to him, or you wanted to do things or buy presents or whatever. You're looking to speak their quote unquote love language. Thank you, Gary Chapman. So love motivates you to respond with, you know, quote unquote behaviors, actions towards that person. So, you know, we think about, yes, it does have feelings, but it also motivates us to do things that we would never do. You know, when we get in touch with the love of God, you know, that's why people are like rescuing orphans and, you know, traveling the world to end hunger, or, you know, and that's why you get up and, you know, early to take your kids to school or do whatever. I mean, it's the sacrifices that we make because that's love. It doesn't feel like a sacrifice at the time. But you look back and you and they're like, thank you for giving that up for me. But you're like, well, it's not even a sacrifice. It's because I love you. So love is not just feelings. It's actually motivation and action. You're like, you're taking steps to demonstrate that love to people, like God did for us. It says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Love is other giving.
Absolutely. And you know, as we're wrapping up, and I'm thinking back to the fact that God is love. When we're talking about all these things that love is not and love is, you can pretty much interchange that with what God is not and what God is. So love is not judgmental. God is not a God of judgment. Love is not out for fear or control. God is not out for fear or control. Love is not based on feelings. God is not based on feelings. Instead, love is unconditional, and God's love for us is unconditional. Love is about grace and empowerment, and God is all about grace and empowerment. And love is about action, and God is absolutely about action that is for us and never against us. So hopefully this message on love tonight was encouraging for you guys. If you ever want to reach out and find me and Rick, you can find us on social media. Rick is at Rick C. Wood, the letter C, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And I am at Melissa Joy Wood on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And we thank you for a great season. Anything you want to say, Rick?
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me anymore. No, love you guys. Thanks for everything.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to the Season 4 finale, Episode 76 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and sharing my radio show. Thank you to my special guest, McKenna Johns from The Young Escape, and all my special and celebrity guests from this season. Thanks to all my castmates, Veronica Escobar Winters, Christina Renee, Rick and Melissa Wood, Ramsey J. Jr., Michelle Morgan, and Nicolette Von Schell. I'm Sade Champagne, and thanks for listening to my radio show on Grindhard Radio Network. I don't ever take your support for granted. You'll hear from me again soon. Releasing the stress, we were born to shine.